Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Two New Weapons for Your Facebook Marketing Arsenal. And the reason we want to talk about this is that so many people only know about the traditional marketing methods, and things have changed with technology and how business is done today. So, let's get started. I think the power of persuasion would be the greatest superpower of all time. Two new weapons for your Facebook marketing arsenal. Today's issue with traditional advertising. Advertising has always been an incredibly useful tool for businesses to generate leads, always. There are records of Egyptians using papyrus to make sales messages and remnants of advertising used for political campaigns have been found in the ruins of Pompeii and ancient Arabia. Today, traditional advertising has gone a bit of a different route with newspapers and the invention of television and radio stations. Advertising over the course of the 20th century has utilized mass media to reach as many people as possible, regardless of the message to market match. Then came phone books and junk mail. Advertising started turning into noise. Commercials on TV and the radio just make consumers change the station. Newspapers have more ads than news. Let's face it, traditional advertising has lost its appeal. As the internet grows, traditional advertising faces problems like phone books have become obsolete, newspaper readership has gone down, ads maybe in sections people no longer read. Ads reach people too far away to benefit a business. People no longer open junk mail and creating a place of lumpy mail worth opening consumers' time and money. Traditional advertising has much higher costs than online advertising. Traditional advertising takes much longer to set up than online advertising. However, the biggest issue with traditional marketing is how impersonal it is. Businesses cannot customize ads to reach specific people. A company creates an ad it believes will appeal to as many people as possible and launches it regardless if it even resonates or even eliminates other possible customers. Imagine if you could tailor your ads to an extremely engaging and personal and focused on the very select group of people. How could that help you in lead generation? I'll show you in just a bit. Today's battlefield? Sure, companies are spending more money than ever on Super Bowl ads, but with an average viewership of 114.4 million people during the 2015 Super Bowl between the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks, companies believe they'll never have more eyes on their ads than at one time. And they're right. Even non-football fans watch the Super Bowl just for the commercials. But unless your company has 4.5 million sitting around for a 30-second commercial, not counting production costs, you may want to focus on the ideas I'm about to present you instead. The internet has allowed any business of any size to reach potential customers through online ads. And while Google is king, there is plenty other options. Yes, Google is the first thought to come to mind when online advertising is mentioned. And for good reason, Google beats a 66, let's back up, Google boasts a 66% market share in the online search engine space. In fact, when people throw around search engine optimization as a keyword, they're usually referencing Google specifically. And the fastest name for a cut animal update to Google search algorithm. So while many companies pay large amounts of money to be featured in sponsored searches using Google AdWords, smaller and more nimble companies can find a competitive advantage elsewhere. Social media, search engines are not the only place people look for information anymore. As attention spans get shorter, people take shortcuts, and social networks is well aware of that. Go on Facebook or Twitter, and you'll be trending at the top of the screen. Instagram displays trending tags. Even Snapchat has a live section under its Discover tab. The phrase paying attention is literal. Getting someone to notice your ad is more difficult than ever these days. If you're using an old playbook, that is modern warfare, while there's slow, lumbering giants are spending millions on keywords and mass advertising, let's discuss how your nimble, fast-moving company can seize the advantage. Let them focus on Google while you arm yourself with some focused, engaging, cutting-edge Facebook ad strategies. Facebook has more than 1.44 billion active monthly users. Of those, more than 875 million are mobile users, and more than half of those monthly users are daily users. Sure, 114 million viewers for the Super Bowl is nice, but imagine how you could utilize the money on Facebook ads. Now, while there are more people than ever accessing the internet from their phones, filling out forms on mobile devices takes an average of 38% longer. This creates a big decrease in conversions. So, to reconcile the uptrend in mobile use with the decrease of mobile conversions, Facebook created a couple of extremely powerful strategies: retargeting and lead generation ads. And let me back up and let me talk to you about some old traditional methods of how someone built a business on the internet and then turned around and in the past what he did was he built up a business on the internet to $100 million. And what he did after that was he took out infomercials, and he made it sound like he created a brand new system that everyone needed. And he was able to do this towards the end of the 20th century, right when a lot of corporations were cutting back, and you had a lot of upper management, middle management people who were making large incomes lose their corporate jobs. And let me tell you a little bit of a story that I tell, and this goes back to how you can tell how the job market has changed over the last 100 years, and then how it has come full circle back to the small businessman. Because when you look at the fact that when the United States was founded, it was founded by a lot of Europeans coming to America with their skills, and many of them would put their wares on their push carts and go from home to home selling their wares. Then, when they came to America, they took their wares and they put them on push carts, but they stood on street corners and sold them rather than going from home to home, because people would start coming to them, looking at what they had and buying their wares off of the push cart. So when you look at that, and then you look how eventually the growth of the corporate environment, where many of the men and women who were the first born in this country, when they came home from World War II, they went to work for the corporation, and they worked their way up into management, and they retired after 25 years, and they were expected to have a real good income to live off of. Their children were known as the baby boomer generation, and that generation followed their parents into the corporate environment, and that because at that time there was an unwritten rule that if you worked for a corporation, you had a job for life. Many of them assumed that they had a job for life. But when the corporations started to cut back, because when they merged, they had two or three or even four people doing the same job that they did not need that many people, then what they started doing initially was offering buyout packages to many people who had worked for their company for 15 to 20 years. And then what happened was that was the beginning of the millennial age, where it was the rise of the computer and technology. And many of them, that was also the beginning of the dot-com era, where many of them went out and they started little small businesses of their own. And it was also the time of the growth of the network marketing business, where companies proved that by word of mouth advertising, you could sell friends. And when you think about it, how many times have you gone into a store and bought something and liked it and told your friends about it and they went out and bought it? But guess what? You never earned commission on it when they bought it from the store. But now what is happening every day, new companies start up. What they do is they build a website, and that becomes their storefront on the internet. And when anyone who buys from them and uses their product, they can sign up for an affiliate or a distributor program, where when they refer their friends and relatives, then they earn commissions. So that is what we're doing. And when you look at Facebook, what happens if you they we've been talking about the mobile industry and how people access the internet through their smartphone, that little small mini computer. And yes, when you fill out forms, it takes time. So, and what happens is, one of the things that when Facebook took out an IPO, it was more about how were they going to take the industry by storm and be able to make money. And so they had to figure out a way to not only sell ads on their platform, but how to use the mobile apps. And remember, now that you are in the technology age, every product has an app. And if you are with a company that wants to market on Facebook, you have to be an app developer. You have to be able to create an app that will allow you to advertise on the Facebook platform without even paying extra money. So there are so many things that you can do today that incorporate all the technology. So to reconcile the uptrend in mobile use with the decrease in mobile conversions, Facebook created a couple of extremely powerful strategies: retargeting and lead generation ads. Retargeting are keeping the sales conversions flowing. And before I finish start this, what I also want to tell you is that when you use an app from your website that you've created on Facebook, it allows you to advertise. But if you go directly on Facebook within the first 3 months of the new year, because they have to answer to their advertisers who pay money, if you advertise too many times in groups that you belong in, they will, in essence, ban you and block you from doing anything for a limited amount of time. And they may not even tell you why they do it, but they do. Retargeting is a new strategy by Facebook, allowing you to directly target users on Facebook who have visited your website. Not only that, but Facebook allows you to differentiate between specific pages users have visited. This means you can create separate ads for users who look at specific pages. Someone who's looking at the coaching section of your website and who may have visited your purchase page is far more likely to be interested in testimonial ads rather than ads featuring a product they're not looking for. There are a lot of reasons why people don't buy from your site, and it's not just because they're uninterested in what you have to say or offer. People get distracted. The dog may bark, the baby starts crying, the phone rings, someone is at the door, it's time to start dinner. There are any number of reasons people don't finish their purchase, but retargeting lets you continue the sales conversion with the user. Stay top of mind. Remind them you're there and they're interested in what you've got to say. Facebook creates a unique tracking pixel you can place on your website, which allows you to add the visitor to an audience you create to display your ad to. Not only can you focus your ad spend on actual website visitors, but retargeting with Facebook also allows you to clone that audience and create a target audience similar to your website visitors based on metrics you decide, including income, gender, location, interest, occupations. Needless to say, retargeting is an extremely powerful, albeit mostly unknown, online advertising strategy, which can revolutionize the way you talk to potential customers, and it's almost as powerful as Facebook's other new ad strategy, lead generation ads. And what I want to say here is, how many times have you looked at groups in Facebook and seen lead generation used in it, or seen the word mobile gaming used in it? There are so many groups that you can join as long as you know what the ground rules are in those groups. So, lead generation adds the future of mobile lead generation. For the first time ever, lead generation is more effective on mobile devices than desktops, at least on Facebook. Imagine if you could find new prospects for your business for pennies and only require them to tap their phone twice to give you their contact information. The open doors to a whole new world of affordable and highly effective marketing for a company. And what I want to say here is there's two companies that I have been involved with that they use the security of Facebook to secure their website. And in the process of doing that, they allow you and even show you how to create an app on Facebook so you can advertise and promote your products and other people's products at the same time. Because when you promote someone else's products, you have an opportunity to earn commission by being an affiliate with them. So, Facebook's new lead ad generation strategy is a revolution in lead generation. Why? Because the two driving forces between marketing, generating leads, and sales both require data entry. And the effort required to fill out the form on a phone is inconvenient enough to cause most people to choose not to, causing those low costs and impressions to equally low conversion rate. Let me tell you a little known secret. If you are connected through the security of Facebook, then what it allows you to do is when people set up Facebook pages, what they do is they're putting in their personal information, their email address, their phone number, and those are the things that you want to get and you want to target. And when you are able to generate your lead through Facebook, then you are able to gather that information. The new ads change this by eliminating the need for your potential prospects to have to type their contact information into your form. Instead, they are shown a screen already populated with the information you're requesting. All they have to do is tap once to give it to you. Effort for the prospect just dropped from typing information into a form to tapping a screen. And your cost per lead savings as an advertiser just went to a whole new level. Lead generation ads. Ads give your company higher conversion rates, qualified leads, and significantly lower costs per lead. But the biggest benefits of Facebook's new lead generation ads for your company are time and money. Companies can stop spending time and money creating and optimizing landing pages to capture leads. No more dealing with designers holding you hostage or worrying about Facebook not allowing the ad to in the first place because the landing page it leads to. Facebook's lead generation ads lets a business ditch their landing pages for good. A knockout 1-2 combo. Retargeting and lead generation ads are brand new strategies. They were never an option till now. Most companies and people have never heard of them. Your knowledge and training with these dynamic skills can turn you into a powerhouse, regardless of if you're a CEO or a social media consultant. Combining retargeting with lead generation ads gives your team a competitive advantage overall. The rest of the playing field. Lead generation is the lifeblood of a business. Without it, there is no business. Get your team up to speed on Facebook's newest tools and set yourself apart from the pack. Just remember where you heard it first. Go get 'em, Tiger. And what we are doing here is we are working with you to help you understand how lead generation becomes a very important tool, and how even using Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and social media has helped people build the lead and sources they need to grow that business. And the biggest thing that people need to understand is how they can utilize all of what is being done in today's marketplace. And remember, we are talking about retargeting. And let me tell you a little story. I get a lot of emails, and one email that I keep getting is one about student loans and student loan forgiveness. Well, you know, I haven't been in school for 40 years. Now, have I stopped learning in all those 40 years how to use technology, how to do the things, and how business is changing? No. But I don't have to pay for them, and I don't have student loans. And when marketing companies go out and buy email lists, all they are doing is turning off their potential customers and anyone else because they keep sending it out as an advertisement. And people don't even read those things. They just put them in spam. So think about all of the things that you need to do that you can help you with building a successful business, and how to incorporate marketing and social media marketing into all the things that you are doing. And what I would like to remind you is that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can get some CDs that you can download, or any products that can help you build a business for yourself, and how to incorporate all of the social media marketing for just pennies on the dollar. And one of the things that we do is we help you put together a strategy on how to build a successful business and how to incorporate social media and the new tools that are available and incorporate technology into what you are doing with your business in today's marketplace.